keep finding more victims of Hamas's terror attack in Israel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Even worse than ISIS, carnage, bodies, decapitated people. Horrific.
So Israeli Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Richard Heck just told Fox.
We're now striking Gaza, also from the air, and we're, all future options are on the table. We are focusing mainly on compounds in Gaza.
Fox's Trey Yingst is there.
Gaza is getting hit from the air, from the ground, and the sea. The Israeli Navy shelling the beaches. This is a full-on siege.
And a ground invasion is believed next.
There's an effort to clear a path for the Israeli military before they actually enter the strip. It's going to be an incredibly difficult operation with guerrilla warfare tactics against them.
More than 1,000 Palestinians are dead in Gaza, where food and fuel is dwindling, electricity's just been cut off. Israel's also been under attack today from Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now, Saturday's Hamas terror attack that started this is blamed for 1,200 Israeli deaths. 14 Americans also killed, though a State Department spokesman says they expect that number to rise today. Americans also fear to be among Hamas's hostages. Fox Corporation has donated $1 million to United Jewish Appeal for their Israel Emergency Fund, providing relief to terror effect victims there. The U.S. is sending military aid to Israel while also still backing Ukraine in Brussels, where Fox's Jonathan Savage reports.
Sitting side by side with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin delivered a message and, in his words, digging deep with another multi-million dollar drawdown of U.S. military supplies being announced and ready for deployment.
House Republicans gather again today after hearing last night from Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise, who are vying to be the next speaker. Scalise just told Fox he thinks it'll be him.
Our momentum has been growing. I feel like we have the votes to do it, and not only do it today.
We just got an inflation update showing wholesale prices rose 0.5% last month, more than expected. America's listening to Fox News.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey, you're up next. Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
When President Biden pledged full U.S. support for Israel, he called Hamas evil terrorists.
The stated purpose is the annihilation of the state of Israel and the murder of Jewish people. They use Palestinian civilians as human shields.
But the president did not mention Iran in his speech, despite reports that country helped Hamas plot Saturday's attack.
20 Republican senators co-signing a letter asking the Biden administration to freeze $6 billion in funds set to be released to Iran as part of a prisoner exchange. Senate Democrats Joe Manchin and John Tester also demanding the billions be frozen, with Tester saying the U.S. should review its options to hold Iran accountable for any involvement. Fox News pressed President Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, about the funds.
Not a dollar of that money has been spent, and I will leave it at that.
Sullivan said yesterday that Iran is, quote, complicit, but there's no direct confirmation the country was involved. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Here is yet another report highlighting concerns about education. After COVID led to shutdowns and screen school online learning, ACT college admission test scores have dropped to a 30-year low.
American high schoolers' ACT scores have been falling for the past 6 years, but new numbers show the trend got worse during the COVID-19 pandemic. The nonprofit that administers the test says the average ACT composite score for U.S. students was 19.5 out of 36. Last year, the average score was 19.8. Students in the class of 2023 whose scores were reported this week were in the first year of high school when COVID reached the U.S. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after 3 days of gains. Baltimore is out of the Major League Baseball playoffs. The Orioles had the best record in the American League, but the Texas Rangers swept them, winning Game 3 last night 7-1. In the other series, Houston beat Minnesota 9-1 to go up 2-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jill Miller. Police investigating a shots fired incident near the University of Illinois campus. It happened near East Green and South 2nd Streets Monday night. An Illini alert went out at about 10:45, telling everyone to leave the area if able. At 11:04, a second alert said police on the scene. There was no additional gunfire. A third alert came at 11:20, telling everyone to continue avoiding the area. Carl Health's Air Life program celebrating 20 years. The helicopter and doctors on board helping patients from one hospital to another or go directly to the emergency scene if needed. The program's medical director says it can be challenging, especially when taking care of the patient on board to ensure they get to the right place in enough time. University of Illinois Springfield Astronomy Physics Program and the UIS Astronomy Interest Group hosting a partial solar eclipse watch party. The event October 14, 11A to 1P. The Illinois will experience a partial solar eclipse when the moon casts a shadow on the Earth. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
ESPN 93.5, it is 8:06. We check our weather. Meteorologist Greg Soy, a little rain on the radar there in the next few days, huh?
Yeah, in the next few hours, most likely. Yeah, enjoy the sunshine. The clouds are lurking to the west and south, and they'll be filling in overhead. It is a developing warm front that will push through the area and help us to deliver almost a late summer feel tomorrow. Humidity will climb, winds will pick up, and wouldn't be surprised if we get some spots to tickle the 80-degree mark tomorrow. And then we'll get the actual low and a pretty impressive upper air configuration with this system. So, yeah, a fair amount of rain expected, maybe some stronger storms, as well at some point late Thursday night, maybe early on Friday from here on southward. And from here on northward, really dividing line between manageable rains of an inch, maybe two as you get into the north end of Champaign County, parts of Ford and Iroquois, the Kankakee line and northward, three or four and lesser amounts, but maybe some stronger storms as you venture down to the south. But everyone into additional wet weather for the weekend, probably some harvest delays, but at the same time, probably some significant drought improvement over many areas of the Corn Belt and back into the plains. Another morning, a little frost scraping if you didn't get it yesterday morning. Otherwise, for the day today, those temperatures expected to come up out of the upper 30s to near 40 right down to an afternoon high of 65 with increasing thickening and lowering clouds as we speak and some shower activity breaking out from southwest and northeast as the later morning wears on and some pretty good coverage as this afternoon. Even a late day thunderstorm into this evening, a milder overnight low at 53. Tomorrow turning breezy, warmer, partly sunny, maybe a shower thunderstorm here on northward first thing tomorrow morning, and then a number of rain-free hours with a high 75, maybe 80 degrees with a southeast wind. We'll keep an eye on a couple of showers and thunderstorms late tomorrow into early tomorrow night. Those might require first a weather watch, then some pretty good soaking rains over the area for Friday with a high temperature there at 71 and dropping. Showery for the weekend, only in the 50s for daytime highs, nights in the 40s, and still a little on the unsettled side as well for the beginning part of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, partner. Appreciate it very much. Greg is a terrific meteorologist. We love having him on.
Cloudy and 45 awesome. Right now.
Nice, nice. Pretty nice in 70s tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if Mike Tobin calls, we'll put him on. He's in Tel Aviv with Fox News Television. And okay. So if he calls, we'll put him on. I'm not sure he's available. He might call at 8:22.
Okay.
As well. So at bottom of the hour, it's Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, bumped today because Ed had an important phone call that he had to take. So who knows who that is? Probably somebody we know. Okay, so Brad Underwood at the Big Tens. Met the media yesterday.
Brad, Adam Jardy with the Columbus Dispatch. You've been in this league long enough now to see the lack of separation at times in the standings. As you look ahead to this year, what do you think will be the difference between the teams that are kind of at the bottom of that logjam that we generally see in the middle and what could separate a team at the top?
Yeah, I think we're in an interesting time in college basketball just because of COVID. And we have maybe the biggest age discrepancy ever. 23, 24-year-olds playing against 17, 18-year-olds sometimes. You know, last year I think it played out a little bit that we saw some very old teams be very successful. We had one of those in our league, Penn State. I think that can be something that separates, obviously, a team that's tough enough to go on the road and win in this league. Road wins are like gold. You like to stockpile those if you can get them. But it takes tremendous leadership, tremendous charisma, character for your team to do that, and maturity. You know, I think that's usually the defining moment. But top to bottom, this league has got great coaches, great players. You know, I think you could, other than maybe Purdue because of Zach, you could probably throw them all in a hat and pull them out and say, hey, you know, they could finish here and not be shocked.
All right, Brad Underwood, Illinois basketball coach at the Big Ten meetings. And one more question, sir.
Brad Isaac Trotter with 24/7. Your numbers defensively with Coleman and Terrence and Ty together were really good. How do you massage like the two other guys in that five-man lineup in that and make, how do they make their life a little bit easier?
Yeah, that's the plan. We know those guys are really good. Coleman Hawkins, I think, is one of the elite defenders in college basketball. He can positionally guard 1 through 5. Terrence Shannon, I think, is one of the better two-way players. You know, and last year we had a lot of youth. We played, we made a lot of mistakes. I'm hoping experience, I'm hoping size, some different spots, and we're trying very, very hard just to be consistent on that end. I think we've got a plethora of guys that we can throw out there, but we want to match their level. There's no doubt. Ty's proven he can be one of the top rebounding guards in the country. He's tough, he's physical. He's in much better shape. He's dropped about 20 pounds since last year, so he's leaner, more athletic. So, you know, those three guys are a good starting point, but I like some of the things our other guys have done.
Yeah, well, again, Ty Rogers has been the subject of a lot of discussion because he's going to start, I think, at point guard. Brad was asked about this.
I'm excited to take the journey with our team this year. I'm excited about our group. But as we all know, playing on the road in this league in front of a packed house, sellout crowds, great coaches, great players, will make it one of the best years ever, and very excited to get started.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open the floor now for questions.
What would you assess as the latest on your point guard situation?
Yeah, it's good. Everybody seems to be worried about it except me. You know, I think one of the big mistakes I made last year was I didn't play Ty Rogers there exclusively. You know, Ty's 6'6". Been very good. We brought another young man in at semester last year from Italy, Nico Moretti. Nico got a year or a jump start, so to speak, with practice time in the weight room. Nico was fantastic on our trip to Spain. Draven Gibbs Lawhorn, Sincere Harris. Sincere started 14 or 15 games last year at that spot, and Draven is a guy that has on our trip to Spain, played there a lot. So I feel really good about it. We're multidimensional. We've got scoring there. We've got passing. We've got size. I think one of the advantages of our team is positionally we can be very, very big. Starting Ty there, you know, 6'6 with a 6'11 wingspan. You got Terrence Shannon at the 2, you know, 6'6 or 6'7, and then multiple options at the 3, 4, and 5. So they're all 6'7, 6'8. So I think that could be a real positive thing for us.
Yeah, I mean, you like the long teams and older teams, and again, dare I say we're optimistic, but again, Ty Rogers is going to start at the point, but Nico Moretti sounds like he's going to be my Curly Neal, mm-hmm. guy can really hold a rock and handle it.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of by committee is what it really sounded like. But can we shoot from the three? Because the game has changed to threes. Maybe we need to shoot more 10-foot jump shots because those appear to be open. But, you know, whatever the stats say and analytics say, we shot like 28-29% from three last year. That's not going to work. So here's hoping we can get to that 35-ish. And I think Luke Goody can shoot 40. And this Damask from Southern Illinois University, I guess he can shoot it too. Anyway, we'll see. It's going to be one of those you want to go to the games really particularly early. Just to, who's that? Who's that? 8 new players or something? We got some new bodies there that you're not going to know, and hopefully it's going to be a wonderful year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the rest of sports headlines at 8:14 ESPN 93.5.
Well, I just went to FightingIllini.com to find out about our number 9 ranked Fighting Illini men's golf team and how they rose 4 spots up the team standings in the final round of the Purdue Fall Invitational yesterday, finishing in a third place tie behind co-medalist performance from junior Jackson Buchanan at the Ackerman Allen Golf Course. So he really did well, and he did well last April in Missouri's Tiger Collegiate Invitational too. So we've got some great players. In fact, Max Herendeen also continued solid play. So go Illini. Next up, the Dayton Flyer Invitational. I was also taking note of Illinois and Maryland, 2:30. Midweek here, it seems like there's usually a lull when it comes to Fighting Illini talking about football.
I think there might be a lull unless the guys can figure something out and really get it going. Yeah, Again, we're
what's the line? Right,
well, it was 14.5 to start the week. I'll look it up here.
All right.
See if I can find it.
And then Sunday the 15th, we've got the 5K in the morning, the dying of the fountain.
Does homecoming week starts Sunday?
It's homecoming week. And that 5K with, you know, Josh Whitman kind of leading the way. It's so awesome. And I've been there numerous years. And the Marching Illini is there. It's right. The Helene Gateway is there. And it's right off of Lincoln and Nevada and that neighborhood. It's really exciting. A great start to homecoming week. And, of course, it'll be a 2:30 start as we face Wisconsin on the 21st. The parade, if you're taking notes of some of the highlights for the community, will be on Friday the 20th after 5:30. And then the pep rally in Grange Grove at 6:30. So take note of all the homecoming festivities, and UIAA.com is a good source with the University of Illinois Alumni Association leading the way. Well, NHL is out of the gate, and the Blackhawks come out winners 4-2 over the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Connor Bedard with an assist was exciting to be on the team and start that new chapter up. We had Houston over Minnesota 9-1, so the Astros are up 2-1 in that series. Texas over Baltimore, eliminating the Orioles 7-1 with their 3-0 sweep as the Rangers advance. So today we'll have, let's see, Houston and Minnesota. Astros are up 2-1. Phillies and Atlanta for the game this evening. That's 1-1. That series is tied. And the late game tonight will be Arizona and the LA Dodgers with the Diamondbacks up 2-0 in that series.
That's a big shock there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. ESPN 93.5, the Illini are 14-point underdogs. It was 14.5, so 8 people have voted now for Illinois.
Okay.
But we have an 85% chance of losing.
And sharing about that, Mary Lou Retton, the gymnast who won gold at the 84 Summer Olympics in L.A., currently in ICU, been there a week in a Texas hospital with a rare form of pneumonia.
Mm-mm. Yeah, 85% chance Maryland's going to beat Illinois, according to the odds. But Mary Lou Retton was energized me, right? Or energized her bunny.
Oh, my goodness, her smile. And
it was 40 years ago, wasn't it?
She's only like 55.
She was really young. Yeah, 40, about 15,
right.
16. Yeah, she was, prayers are with her if she can survive this pneumonia.
Right, her daughter came out with the news yesterday.
Okay, 817, Busey has been around a long time. We all know that. Can you imagine a company that started in 1868 and still has the same name?
Mm.
Is there anyone else in Champaign County that has the same name after that long? 3 years after Lincoln was shot,
right.
Busey opened. Proud to give back to their communities, too. They've been doing that. Their associates gave over 20,000 hours of time to hundreds of organizations. About 200 associates actively commit to board service in their communities. Their Busey Scholarship Program and partnerships with local universities, well, that's contributed $258,000. Busey associates have raised more than $450,000 through the Pay It Forward. So they're very active, very ingrained in our town. They do corporate sustainability practices, associate training. You can read all about this. Community development, reinvestment activities, governance practices and policies. I mean, charitable initiatives, volunteerism efforts. They have a whole book on what they do. If you want to read it, go to Busey.com/impact. Busey.com/impact. Busey since 1868. Member FDIC. All right, we'll check your weather. Be right back.
Regional Planning Commission has their early child development from 9 to noon with their job fair at 103 Country Fair Drive today.
Yeah, go get a job today that you'll love and have a lot of purpose.
Working with the kids.
Purpose and meaning.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. 8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a classic autumn storm system expected to make its way across the area. Early vestiges with some rainfall breaking out in areas back through western Illinois and eastern Missouri coming our way later on this morning. Mid-morning, to be exact about it, with increasing cloudiness. A little bit of a frosty start to the day again across the area later on this afternoon towards evening time, up to 65 with a south-southeasterly wind. On the light side, might be an isolated shower thunderstorm. warm in spots for the late afternoon, early on this evening, and then on the overnight, a milder night, low down to 53. Maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm early and late in the day tomorrow. Partly sunny, turning breezy and warmer. We'll probably be looking at organized rains well to the north of us, but a lot of dry hours here for the day tomorrow, and high near 78. A couple of showers and thunderstorms down to 55 tomorrow night, and widespread rains for the day Friday. A few more showers for the weekend, and turning cooler, 71 on Friday. Weekend highs in the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The producer price index, the cost of things before reaching consumers, was trending in the wrong direction last month. Inflation at the wholesale level came in hotter than predicted in September, up 0.5% from August, and up 2.2% in the year ending in September. The core reading, excluding food and energy, rose 0.3% from August to September, and up 2.7% for the year ending in September. ExxonMobil is buying Pioneer Natural Resources. The deal is valued at nearly $60 billion, ExxonMobil will expand its dominance in American fracking. And Walgreens' new CEO is Tim Wentworth, former CEO of Express Scripts. He's coming out of retirement to take over the company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jimmy Cosola, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The world's largest sports book, ready at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards. Dot com. 823, you're always welcome to text in 217-359-2255.
Yeah, and sometimes, Stevie, we forget about our YouTubers and our Facebook social people, media right, that are watching us.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, when we are on there not being Thank censored.
You. I'm not sure we're on YouTube. I can't confirm that.
Okay.
But we're on Facebook
and
Live this morning.
It's supposedly Stevie J Show and spell it all out.
All right.
So
J-E-Y.
This person says, do we have the stomach for World War III? We're $33 trillion in debt now. We have 17 veterans committing suicide every day. Do we really have the time and intel to surgically find out the Hamas terrorists without wiping out the Palestinian citizens?
Well, again, you never want a war. That's why they say war is hell. It's people dying all around you. It'd be just horrific. You never, ever, ever want war. But it's either be prepared. I think you be prepared, unfortunately, to defend and try and fight evil when you deem it appropriate. And again, I question Iraq and Afghanistan. It's hindsight.
Yeah.
What do we get out of that?
That's right.
And so, no, you never want war, but you don't do it because you can't afford it. If somebody wants to get really close and come into Cuba and do all these things, they already are. China's setting stuff up in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to defend. I don't think people really believe that something could happen to the United States of America. It can. We're seeing movement all over the country and the world about stuff. They just want the fall of America. A lot of people want the, including people here. And it's you better be prepared to defend. It's peace through strength. I'm totally in on that. I want to be the biggest muscled guy so nobody wants to mess around and they're afraid. And Donald Trump, yes, Donald Trump was the kind of personality that made them afraid. He's crazy, man. I don't want to. Nothing happened there, folks. Nothing happened. When he said you don't touch a hair on the head, and then when Iran did, they killed the general with a drone. Powerful general Iran, then they quit. And so it's you've got to be able to have that fear factor that we do not have right now. Nobody thinks Joe Biden's going
to
do anything.
But do we have to police the world? We have so much trouble here on the border.
You're just going to have to pick your fights because you don't want to police the world. I don't think that's a good idea either because you cannot go to Afghanistan steeped in the 14th century and change them to me. Look what we've gone through to be America, to be where we are today, to have the unbelievable comfort and luxuries we have. But on the other side of the comfort and luxuries comes, you owe me. And my worries are, I'm in line at Chick-fil-A. I mean, we have really gotten soft. It's a pretty easy life. No matter your situation, you're probably in the top 5% in the world. And it's, listen, not that we don't have our problems with mental illness and drug use and overdoses and homelessness. We do. But it's you've got to be strong enough to say, no, you're not coming to my place. You're not going to hurt Israel. We're going to stand by that. And if you push us far enough, we got to help.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that line is. I don't know when to make that call. I know that we need to support Israel. And those that support Hamas, well, it's pretty clear who you are. I don't know what you are. But I don't know how to even communicate with anybody that supports what they just did. You can support the policies that they're not getting and they've been unfair forever. And it's all, but you don't go shoot babies and women. You don't do that.
Right.
It's terror. That's terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
There's never an excuse for what happened to Israel here. And again, if you put it in proportion to their population, it's like us losing 30,000 people in a day. What would we do? We lost 3,700 at 9/11. Horrific. They lost 900, which equates, based on population, over 25, 30,000 here. It's a bad thing. And the way it happened and how planned it was and how trained these people were. So can you go door to door in Gaza? What about a terrorist who hides behind a skirt of a woman? They do that all the time. That's normal.
Mm.
What kind of cowardice is that? To drag down women and children so the TVs can see that. You'd killed civilian. So they've given them warning, but can you move 2 million people out? No. Are you going to get Israeli soldiers shot and killed? Yes. They're going to be bombs. They're going to be everything. And so they're going to go door to door, and there's going to be a lot of life loss, just like 1945 when we declined to go door to door in Tokyo because they speculated we lose 1 million soldiers doing that. So they used the atomic bomb, which is horrific. So it's nice. I made the point last hour. I don't know. We'll talk to Johnny and Hitter coming up, but you keep shooting and killing people. They keep shooting and killing you, and then you keep shooting. Where does it all end?
That's right.
828.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit cuhabitat.org.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
What we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Day five of Israel's war with Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The reported Palestinian death toll from Israeli military strikes in Gaza passes 1,000. 1,200 Israeli deaths are reported in Hamas attacks launched Saturday.
1,200 stories of families that have just been torn apart by this huge assault against Israel and Israeli society. So now what we're doing is taking the fight to Hamas.
Israeli Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner on Fox. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments this morning about a Republican-drawn congressional map in South Carolina.
After a lower court ordered South Carolina to redraw the map for its first congressional district because it ruled the map discriminated against black voters, the Supreme Court will hear the appeal. Leaders in South Carolina have argued the map was drawn for political reasons and not an act of racial gerrymandering.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. City of Champaign held the groundbreaking celebration to kick off construction of Phase 2 of the Garden Hills Drainage Improvements Project. Ceremony held yesterday at Hedge Pop Park and preceded by remarks from elected officials. Now the groundbreaking attended by residents of the Garden Hills neighborhood, elected officials, dignitaries, government, and community partners. A man facing charges that follows a standoff in Decatur. Police say officers responded Sunday to a home in the 3500 block of East Red Lick Drive after receiving a report that Gerard Thornell was armed with a handgun and going to the home to kill his wife and 13-year-old stepdaughter. Officers surrounded the home and Thornell exited with the wife and stepdaughter. University of Illinois dean gaining another title. Rashid Bashir has been elected to the National Academy of Medicine. He is the dean of the Granger College of Engineering and professor of bioengineering. That's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Classic autumn storm to impact a wide area of the plains and Midwest here. Over the next several days, we'll get into a warm frontal situation, meaning warmer temperatures, south winds, and most of the organized heaviest of the moisture should play out to the north of us here the coming days, but certainly enough to generate some fall field work and harvest delays, but significant drought improvement and easing is anticipated. Increasing clouds for the day today, a couple of showers breaking out through are west of us right now, and they'll be coming our way mid to late morning and especially this afternoon with a late day thunderstorm. Up to 65, south wind will develop milder tonight down to 53. A couple of showers and thunderstorms around early and perhaps late night tonight, turning breezy, warmer for the day tomorrow. Passage of that warm front gets us to 78 with a late day shower thunderstorm chance. Widespread rain Friday, few more showers for the weekend. 71 on Friday, weekend highs in the 50s, 1 to 2 inches of rain expected across the area. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul,
swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
All right, it's Don't Adjust Your Clocks. It's normally 7:35 Central when we call Ed Martin and Brother Johnny. 8:35 today. Ed on a very important phone call. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It is Brother Johnny who's just out of Bible study. What'd you learn today, Johnny?
Oh, all kinds of things about making promises and being holy. Being holy.
Ed Martin is president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, a lawyer, advanced degrees, New York Times bestselling author. Ed, out near the swamp or in the swamp today?
Well, I'm in the swamp, not of the swamp. I like to point that
yes,
out. I'm
yes.
I've not been contaminated. I had all my shots, and I'm still solid. So I am in the swamp. I'm up here seeing if we can figure out if we can have a Speaker of the House, and if not, I think Johnny would probably rejoice. We could have gridlock, and government won't do anything, and maybe they won't screw anything up. I don't know. We'll see.
I wouldn't be the only one rejoicing. I'll tell you that, Eddie.
Okay, what a difference a week makes. First, Ed, how does what happened to Israel change our world?
Well, you know, it's absolutely horrific and stunning and everything you can say, and I mentioned to someone about this that what it proves is Hamas not only had the money and the brain power and the commitment, they also had the ability to deceive. You know, for whatever reason, it wasn't known well enough that this was coming. I mean, this is a breathtaking thing, and so it changes everything. Obviously, Israel has to defend itself and has to come up with a way to, I think, defend themselves and beat back this enemy. They also have the whole world watching them, right? I mean, this is the new era of war with observers in every foxhole is a challenge, because war is by definition the most horrendous thing you can do, right? I mean, it's truly all in, and you're fighting for survival. And so when you see that, when people see that, they find it, I think they're going to find it really hard to take. I mean, we not just the savagery of the terrorism of the Hamas, it's beyond pale. It's really truly evil. But now Israel's going to have to do something that's never been done, which is, you know, have a siege, a modern siege, which they've called it. And, you know, sieges, if you could go back to the famous sieges in history, what ends up happening is if they don't give up, they all just die. They starve to death, and they eat each other, and they kill each other, and they say, please let us out, send us in water, and the opposition says, no, we're sieging you until you give up. You have two choices, give up or die. That's where we are. So everything changes dramatically. I do think I hope it changes America in the sense that we have in our midst people who want to do what Hamas did. We have them now because the border was open. We have them now because we've been naive. And I think we have to have a sort of coming of age to understand what's going on. But it's a very challenging time. I really, really deeply, deeply challenging.
Well, we have leaders in our midst who are waving the Palestinian flag and cheering for them. But, and that's not war, is war. And then there's just slaughter of innocent women and children. And I think there's a difference. But, and that's what Hamas did. But there's an interesting part of this, too, to me, which is it wasn't 2 or 3 weeks, Eddie, was it, when Benjamin Netanyahu was again elected as prime minister? And
right.
That's significant. And of course, the one concession Israel's been given, well, they have the right to defend themselves. And I think Benjamin's had it. He's not going to just defend himself. He's going to try to wipe Hamas out. And that's going to escalate some things, because you've got Lebanon and Syria and, of course, Iran waiting for an excuse to jump on Israel. And you've got, whatever you think of him, Eddie, Joe's the least of the worries of an American president you could have, however we would get involved or play out. But he is buddies with Netanyahu. They go back 50 years. So... it's extremely interesting that they did this 2 weeks after Netanyahu gets back. He's probably as far as defending Israel, he's the hardest line prime minister ever. And he's been a soldier, and Steve, he's fought these battles and knocked them back over and over. And what most people don't pay enough attention to know, the problem with peace in the Middle East is that the Palestinians have never stopped saying, we want our land, but really we just want to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. And the Jews feel like they shouldn't be wiped off the face of the earth. Their position is we would like to live. And so, and whenever they give any kind of concessions or the Palestinians get land closer to them, they do exactly this, same as Hezbollah. And so how can you have peace? So we've always called this area a tinderbox, Eddie. So, man, there's gasoline on the fire, and it could get pretty rough over there, which will affect us directly.
Well, again, we have a kind of a door-to-door thing, and there's 2.3 million people in Gaza, and it's like 1945 when we chose not to go door-to-door in Tokyo thinking we'd lose a million soldiers. There's going to be a lot of casualties, and you just wait. It's a countdown now, 3 more days before all the media is going to say, look at the Palestinian people they're killing, and that's going to completely flip everything in the attitude because, again, as Ed said, there's cameras everywhere, and they're going to and you got war as hell, and so there's going to be horrible casualties that you don't want to happen. But keep in mind that Hamas is hiding behind women and children.
Well, and that's the whole point, Eddie, is that they launched with Netanyahu, which was very predictable that he would do this, and that will be shown as aggression by Israel. And so, watch. I don't know what will happen, but other countries could come in against Israel.
Well, you know, and guys, the one thing that I heard someone else say, I can't say it's original, but I don't remember to give credit, was Israel's position in the world is sympathetic in the sense that the Jewish people faced the Holocaust in the last 100 years, where they literally had targeted and millions killed. So they sort of have the moral high ground. You know, and the moral high ground means, you know, we know what it's like to not be fearful of being existing, and so we will never let that happen again. The world allows that. We all support that. We all feel that. If Israel has to do what they have to do, which is starve out Hamas, half of the people in the Hamas territories, you know, right now, half of them, a million, are kids, and the other half are adults. So they're going to have to starve kids. It starts to look like, when the media, as Johnny points out, that Israel's going to have to, you know, commit a holocaust against the people to protect themselves. They lose some of the moral high ground. I mean, I have a hard time understanding why Hamas thought they could do this, because I don't think they can succeed, except they may succeed in diminishing Israel's standing in the world, because this will be the first brutal war that will have 30-second videos posted over and over again right away. And by the way, also misleading videos, right? As I said, caution someone, my motto is distrust but verify. Reagan taught me to trust and verify. I distrust everything and then verify. Distrust everything you see. You see a video of beheaded babies? Distrust it and verify, because we're being whipsawed by people. And by the way, if you think the intelligence community in America is capable and highly trained, Israel is too. So, and I'm not accusing anyone. I'm just saying we have to be very savvy to watch what the world is going to do. And as you point out, there's some heavies on the sidelines, like Iran. If they're in a war, you know, we are facing something that's different than we've seen in a long time. And you can't blame Israel today for doing what they're doing. You just have to wonder where it goes, and it's going to be a heck of a challenge. And as you point out, we have so few leaders in the world and in America that have any real strength of personality and vision. It starts to not only look incompetent, it starts to feel for Americans like we can't be confident in what's happening.
Well, and I think, Eddie, that it was so questionable a strategic maneuver by the Palestinians that one scenario is it's just another suicide mission, because they do those, to bring other nations down on Israel. Because it was so predictable that this would turn against them quickly, and they know about the modern media and social media and big tech, and it's going to start turning on Israel. So more than diminish Israel's standing, it may diminish Israel if we have a big Middle Eastern war after we thought we kind of had that under control.
Okay, let me, last hour we had a man named Sasha Roitman Dratwa on. He's CEO of the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, and he's in Tel Aviv. And I thought he said something very poignant. He talked about his grandfather who went through the Holocaust. He has a thick accent. But essentially he says, my grandfather went through this. I'm hiding the information from him because he never wanted this to happen again.
I have my grandfather still alive. He's an Holocaust survivor. And I had to hide from him information about what happened in Israel because we promised to the Holocaust survivors that the massacre of Jews will never happen again. And it happened again. And I don't want him to know that. I don't want him to feel because he's 92 and he was hoping that after the Holocaust.
Unbelievable that he has to hide information because his grandfather, you know, went through it and he doesn't want him to think that it's happening again. I mean, it's compelling, riveting, and so horrific. And I agree with Johnny, Ed. I think that because it's so obvious what Netanyahu is going to do, that this might be a suicide mission that they just haven't killed themselves yet because they're all going to get killed if they, you know, they're going to Gaza. A lot of people are going to die, and we're going to see pictures of the horrific casualties.
No, I agree. But I would now pull it back towards America and say it like this. What is it that happened? What is it? What is the factors and the way of life that happened that people are willing to commit suicide to kill another set of people? Right. You say to yourself, what is the system of living? You say it's fundamentalist Islam. Maybe it's a nationalist Islam like they did in Palestine. I don't know. But I will tell you this: when you watch BLM put out a supportive message of the Palestinians, when you listen to a speech in Detroit, Michigan, I think it was Detroit yesterday, where they basically said, you know, basically said the Israelis deserve this, you say to yourself, what is it that the systems, what systems allow this to happen? And let me be controversial. The people that teach to hate in our universities, they say hate white people for being colonizers. They say hate other people for having more opportunities, whatever. These people want, that's a system that teaches people to hate. That's a brainwashing system. And I, by the way, I use brainwashing in a fairly innocuous way. I say it like this. Patriotism is a kind of brainwashing, but it's a brainwashing where adults, you know, teach their kids to love their country as a way to keep the country going. So, but we're seeing people in America who are trying to make Americans into people that will act like Hamas did. That's not controversial. That's descriptive. If you can go and attack white people in our cities and say they deserve it because of whatever, which is happening, right? And now let's go one further. Our southern border has, RFK Jr. reported it, not me, not a Republican, not a conservative, that coming across the border, he did it 6 weeks ago, are adult males from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Africa, Muslim countries, where they do not vet them, they're not vetting anybody, but they don't teach them to be good in those countries, broadly speaking, and they're coming across the border. Why wouldn't there be Hamas-type anger and hate in America? Why, you know, in Paris, the Bataclan, you know, that terrorism, that was an Islamic, fundamentalist terrorist attack in Paris that killed over 100 people, not 50 years ago, 5 years ago. So we're welcoming into our country people that hate as a matter of their brainwashing, their teaching. And then what are we going to be surprised when they protest in Harvard in favor of the people that just slaughtered babies? Where are we?
Well, I'll tell you, Stevie, too, as Christians, we believe in a, you know, supernatural power, a creator, which also comes with the dark side. In truth, the Jews were the chosen people. Jesus came through them. And Satan probably has a plan if he can take them out, and maybe he can, that's where Jesus came through, maybe he can still at least put it off, but his demise off. But that gets into all kinds of maybe have a beer and discuss it. But I think that's where, Eddie, you do get an entire people group that dedicates their existence to wiping another one out, and that has to have some supernatural power behind it.
So the person that called me yesterday and said I was one of the most informed person he knows, and Johnny had once, when I told Johnny you're the smartest guy I ever met, Johnny said that's a shame. So anyway, I think that I said that there is no solution. There's no human solution to this. It has to be God. It's no chance. So humans can't fix this. There's no way. Change the hearts of men, right? I mean, that's That's what we have, and we better lean on it. Guys, I gotta let that go. We played the theme a little early, but Ed Martin, how can people find you?
Yeah, ProAmericaReport.com. We do some writing. I do some longer form writing, ProAmericaReport.com. Today I'll publish in a few minutes a piece that talks about the Monroe Doctrine. 200 years ago, the Monroe Doctrine was founded. It says, apropos today, when people are introducing communist Chinese or Islamic fundamentalists into America through our open borders. So ProAmericaReport.com. And over on Twitter, I fight the good fighter, X, at Eagle Ed Martin, at Eagle Ed Martin. So any of those places. Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Ed. To get more informed out there. Yeah, check on Eddie's stuff. It's good, pretty good stuff. All right, Eddie.
Johnny,
thanks,
thank
Stevie.
You. Thank you, Brother Johnny. Ed Martin on the Tappan's Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. It's 10 before 9.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
It's that time of year again. Grab all of your orange and blue and get ready for U of I's homecoming week, October 15th through the 21st. On Sunday, October 15th, begin the week by running in the homecoming 5K. The race will begin at Anniversary Plaza and end at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center. Check-in is at 8:30 and the race takes off at 10. Of course, it's the Illini versus Wisconsin on Saturday the 21st. Get all the deets at illinois.homecoming.edu. Go Illini!
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more!
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
The world's largest sports book, ready at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole story.
All right, lots going on here in the program today. Tomorrow we'll get John Decker on the phone. He's Gray Television's White House correspondent. We'll get what John has to say.
And we'll discuss my $1.7 billion winnings from the Powerball tonight.
That is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the one-time payout?
It's like $756 million.
So where's my billion that I don't get?
Huh? Right, right.
$1.7 billion and I only get $700 right. Only. And so if you took it in a 20-year, nobody does that.
That's right.
That'd be a bunch.
It
every,
would.
Every single year. But everybody takes the one-time lump sum and nobody, zero, feels sorry for the person that doesn't get the extra billion.
You're right.
Okay. Yeah.
100 and 200, one in 292 million chance to win.
Somebody's going to win. So throw the rock from the moon. Hope it hits your grill.
There you go.
Those are the odds.
That's it.
All right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you so much for listening. The boys this afternoon on The Drive from 3 to 5. We'll meet tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Build strength and endurance in a high-energy, fun fitness class with the Urbana Park District. Work It Circuit runs Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Phillips Recreation Center. Classes are between 5 and 5:50, October 24th through December 14th. Each session takes you through a full-body workout with a mix of resistance training and high-energy aerobics. No experience is necessary, and people of all abilities are welcome. Instructors can modify the class to meet your needs. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey Illini fans, it's the best time of the year, homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st, versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis.